The women we spoke to for this story ask we not use their names. They're afraid of retribution against their partners, who are currently held in the minimum security federal prison in Petersburg. According to the Bureau of Prisons, the first positive case there was August 16th. One inmate's wife first heard about the ensuing outbreak on the news. Communication with her husband had been spotty since the facility was locked down in March. Then she got an email.
It said, "I knew it. I tested positive this morning. Despite talking about my symptoms for the last several days, I now feel like I've exposed all these other people that are in here with me."
He had initially tested negative, but soon developed symptoms. He says he pushed to be retested for days. One of his concerns is that staff is potentially spreading the virus. He says when prisoners lined up to get tested, the staff did not change their gloves each time.
My husband asked them, "Well, what if I'm asking you to have new gloves?" They said, "Well, you'll have to be the first in line."
He says there has been a single nurse available and no medical staff overnight. A spokesman for the Bureau of Prisons confirmed medical staff only remain on site until 9 p.m.
He said that there's just, you know, they're all very sick. There's lots of coughing. Coughing everywhere.
Another concern from multiple people has been diet. We heard reports of inmates being fed bologna, processed cheese, and white bread for meal after meal. One inmate said he was served expired milk for breakfast.
He did say one time they did have a hot meal like chicken, but basically it's bag lunches.
This woman's boyfriend tested positive and was quarantined for 3 weeks. He was tired and lost his sense of taste and smell. He told her he was kept with 15 other people in the prison's visitation room.
It wasn't making sense because they were starting to bring people in that tested positive after them. They slept on cots. They had no pillows. It was just bad.
She didn't hear from him often because phone calls have been limited. He told her they haven't been allowed outside, and for a time, they didn't have access to showers.
We had traditional cleaning supplies. We had traditional hand sanitizer. You know, we had a face mask. And that's basically it.
Ron Villanueva, who's actually a former state delegate, was serving time in the Petersburg prison during the start of the pandemic.
We were still in highly dense confinement areas, you know, and we were limited in movement.
Villanueva was released on home confinement in May as part of a push from federal officials to release inmates when possible. The BOP is supposed to prioritize people with health risks. A spokesman wouldn't say how many are being considered for home confinement from Petersburg, but did say staff are, quote, urgently reviewing cases. Villanueva says he's worried about folks with underlying conditions.
Respiratory, kidney, high blood pressure, you name it. And a lot of them were susceptible to COVID infection and spread.
Those are folks that are still there.
Yes.
According to the Marshall Project, which has been tracking COVID-19 cases in prisons and jails, more than 1,000 people have died while incarcerated in the United States since the start of the pandemic. Family members describe feeling helpless.
I just feel badly for these humans that are being treated less than. They committed a crime, but they weren't given a death sentence. And that's where I just feel like this is just so wrong.
The number of COVID-positive patients at the minimum security compound in Petersburg has fallen since the height of the outbreak. But the case numbers at the medium security section are now rising. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.